Sunday night's main event is crowdfunded. You can support the show by joining our Patreon. Just visit patreon.com/SNMEradio. Patreon.com/SNMEradio.
Pleased to be joined by perhaps the most talked about performer in pro wrestling that hasn't officially wrestled a match since 2014 in the Royal Rumble. Since then, he's been inside UFC Octagon. He's done some very highly listened to podcasts. Spent a little bit of time in court, perhaps, you know, there's been a lot of things going on, and he's been pursuing acting, and really that is the reason why we have him here. He is going to be playing Ricky Rabies in the series Heels on the Stars Network, Phil Brooks, aka CM Punk. Welcome to Sunday night's main event.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for doing this. So listen, let's talk Heels to kick things off. How did the part come about for you? Did they reach out to you directly, or was this just you auditioning as you do for a variety of roles?
No, long story short, years ago when Heels first went into development, I'm talking, I want to say 2016-ish, I spent a week in LA with Michael Waldron, the writer of the show, and I auditioned for lead role, Jack Spade. I read in a small room for Starz executives, you know, like Waldron was really pushing for this show to get made and it looked good. I must have done so good that they shelved the entire project for 3-4 years. Mm-hmm. And then it gets brought back to life. Waldron calls me up and he's like, Jack Spade is Stephen Amell. And I was thrilled because this is Waldron's baby. He wants the story told the right way. And I know how much of a fan of pro wrestling Stephen Amell is. And he's been the lead on a television show for years and years and years on Arrow. He's the right guy for the job, right? So Waldron was apologetic, like, oh, sorry. And I was like, dude, it was never my job. You know, like I never count my chickens before they're chickens. And turns out, you know, just the relationship I cultivated with Waldron, you know, staying buddies and in contact with them for years. Another role popped up. Waldron called me up out of the blue, said, hey, I got a spot for you. I'm hoping you can really do this. I want you to be a part of it. And I think I was on a plane, I think the next day.
That's awesome. So listen, you got cast obviously as Ricky Rabies, a veteran performer past his prime, getting by on gimmicks. Did you, for this character, did you pull from your own experience having been in the wrestling business and maybe had experiences with some veterans coming up?
Yeah, 100%. Listen, I think Ricky can have his own television show, you know, like that's how the wealth of stuff I have for Ricky, but it's better to be overprepared than, you know, to show up with nothing. If you're a wrestling fan and you watch this show, and particularly you watch Ricky Rabies, you will, if you know what to look for, you'll find different little Easter eggs as little homages and love letters to various different guys that I have come across in my time in pro wrestling. And, you know, it was fun to be able to do that, you know, because it was kind of my way of saying thank you to certain people that really, really helped me out in my career. And now I get to kind of immortalize them on the big screen.
So how is it putting the matches together, you know, for the actual show? Did you have any say in that, or did they just come to you with the choreography and then you went forth?
They were super respectful, probably to a fault, almost too respectful. And they had Luke Hawks on as a supervisor with the stunt stuff. He's a trained stuntman, also pro wrestler. You know, I've known Luke for decades, right? So the instant they told me, oh, by the way, I think they just sent me, oh, here's our stunt coordinator, here's his phone number, do you want to talk to him? And I was like, it's Luke, I already have his phone number in my phone, like this is great. Like, so I knew I was in good hands. Luke was like, hey, what do you want to do? I was like, you tell me, whatever it calls for, it doesn't matter to me. Because there is a big difference between just being a pro wrestler and doing a pro wrestling match, or shooting a pro wrestling match within a TV show. You know, there's a huge, there's huge subtle differences. But they leaned on me for certain things, just like I leaned on them. I mean, I'm on a show with Chris Bauer. He was in The Wire, you know, I'm acting with him and I'm like, hey, is this okay? Hey, this is good. I know I stink. You're Chris Bauer. I suck. And he'd be like, bro, you're CM Punk. Like we're filming a show based on the world you were the king of, you know, like you tell us if anything we're doing is off the wall or incorrect. Everybody was super accommodating. And really what you got is the synergy from that, from cast, crew, people in front of the camera, behind the camera, everybody who put this together just wanted this show to be the best it absolutely could.
Now, you know, you just mentioned there you were the king of that world, and you took a step back in 2014 away from then WWE. Are you currently, though, are you watching any of the product now?
No. I had to watch it a little bit when I was an analyst for Fox. But how do I say this diplomatically? I think they got some people who are super awesome and great in the ring, but nothing grabs me to get me to want to watch.
I'm surprised you wanted to say that diplomatically. You're not really known for that.
I'm getting a little long in the tooth now, and I would much rather uplift and show love to things I like than to tear anything down. You know, you can't say that what they're doing is wrong. They are the most profitable they've ever been since their inception. So like, who am I to say, you know what I mean? Like it's ice cream. There's 31,000 flavors. Everybody gets their favorite. I just don't like vanilla.
All right, well, let's talk about something other than vanilla, and I'm sure you knew this was going to come up. There's been a few hints on a program called AEW Dynamite about Best in the World. There was a Cookie Monster shirt that was worn by Kenny Omega a little while back. And you know, we had AEW book the United Center on August the 20th. I'm just curious if you might be visiting the United Center that night.
When was that? Let me look at my calendar.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say it was? The 20th?
20th, yeah.
I think I actually might be doing a screening. This isn't confirmed yet, so I probably shouldn't blast this out everywhere, but we're talking about doing a screening of episode 3 of Heels at an AMC in Chicago. And that's one of the dates that has been proposed. So hope to see everybody there.
Cool. Yeah. That's unfortunate. It seems like a bit of a conflict, but you know, there's time. It's a long show.
Best in the world. That could be anybody. It's Brian, right? That's my assumption. I hear best okay. in the world. I think Brian.
I mean, it was a guy named Darby Allin that said it. Do you know him? Do you have any thoughts on Darby Allin?
I think Darby Allin's great. I think everybody in the wrestling world needs to never do a dive ever again, because you can't do it better than Darby. You know, when I approached my in-ring stuff, you know, I could do a moonsault. It sucks. And why would I do one? Because everybody on the roster could do a better one than me. So it's just like, why bother? If you watch Darby Allin wrestle and you watch him do one of those dives, he actually looks like he's trying to murder somebody. So it doesn't get any better than that. Stop doing dives, everybody.
Back when AEW started, Tony Khan has stated that he did want to have you a part of the organization. I'm just curious if you guys did chat and what made you decide not to go forth?
Yeah, I talked to Tony. You know, my perspective on this, and I said this to Tony, to his face, was that I am a guy who has constantly heard, hey, I got a money guy. Hey, I got TV. I've heard that at least once or twice a year for, you know, 15, 20 years in my wrestling career. I've gotten bounced checks from those gentlemen. You watched it happen, especially after ECW folded. Everybody was restarting ECW. Everybody's going to use the ECW guys. There's a dude named John Collins who did time in prison for bouncing checks. And it always seems like somebody's, you know, we're going to start up and we're going to compete with Vince. And like, I always thought that came from a bad spot, because if you want to start a pro wrestling company, I think you should always just focus on yourself. So I more or less took like a wait and see approach, you know, and I wasn't, or I am not interested in, you know, pro wrestling in that respect. You know, we're here, we're talking about heels. It just so happened. Maybe it could be bad luck of mine that this next role I got is set in the world of professional wrestling, but you know, that's the way the cookie crumbles. I'm focused on being an actor, and just like I was when I was a wrestler, focused on being the best I could be, I'm focused on being the best actor I can be.
All right, I get it completely. I do just have one more question that actually doesn't concern you and the wrestling world, but as to what's going on right now with a series of releases in WWE, you're someone who took it upon yourself to say, goodbye, guys, I'm done with this. What advice would you give to anyone who did just get that unwanted call from Johnny Ace?
I mean, I've been out of the loop. You know, I don't know a lot of the people who got fired, but I know that it's probably more of a blessing than anything. You know, if you want to be a pro wrestler, you can be. You don't have to work for WWE. I think it sucks. I think anybody getting fired sucks, but I do think it, you know, for a lot of people, could be the best thing that happened to them. You know. If that's where you want to be and you got fired, well, then your job is to work hard and, you know, prove them wrong and try to get your job back. But if your job is to just be the best pro wrestler you can be, put food on your table, you know, have money in your pocket, I think there's a world now in 2021 where more so than in recent times, you can be a pro wrestler.
Fantastic. And as for you, with heels, how would you, like, what would you say to wrestling fans who are going to dive into this? How would you describe the series?
Well, I think wrestling fans are going to watch it. You know, I think obviously there's hopes that other people watch it, but this is a show that I never watched Friday Night Lights, right? But I know it's about football. I'm not a big football guy, but I love a good drama. So this show, the backdrop is pro wrestling. It's a show about a family, and it just so happens that the family business is professional wrestling. So my advice to anybody watching the show, not just fans of pro wrestling or people who maybe hate pro wrestling, I think you go into this with an understanding that this is a television show, it's a drama, and you are going to find characters that you can relate to and you will attach yourself to them, because it is a superbly written television show with amazing characters and amazing cast and, you know, great directors, producers, showrunners, everything. I think a lot of people are really going to be pleasantly surprised about this television show.
Phil Brooks, CM Punk, listen, best of luck with all the acting that is coming up for you. And look forward to seeing what you're up to next.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you for your time.
Sunday night's main event is crowdfunded. You can support the show by joining our Patreon. Just visit patreon.com/SNME Radio. Patreon.com/SNME Radio.